Late one morning, a few weeks after my encounter with Mameha, I was serving tea to Mother and a guest in the reception room when Auntie slid open the door.
"I'm sorry to interrupt," Auntie said, "but I wonder if you would mind excusing yourself for just a moment, Kayoko-san." Kayoko was Mother's real name, you see, but we rarely heard it used in our Okia. "We have a visitor at the door."
Mother gave one of her coughing laughs when she heard this.
"You must be having a dull day, Auntie," she said, "to come announce a visitor yourself. The maids don't work hard enough as it is, and now you're doing their jobs for them."
"I thought you'd rather hear from me," Auntie said, "that our visitor is Mameha." I had begun to worry that nothing would come of my meeting with Mameha, but to hear that she had suddenly appeared at our Okia, well, the blood rushed to my face so intensely that I felt like a light bulb just switched on. The room was perfectly quiet for a long moment, and then Mother's guest said,
"Mameha-san, well, I'll run along, but only if you promise to tell me tomorrow just what this is all about."
I took my opportunity to slip out of the room as Mother's guest was leaving. Then, in the formal entrance hall, I heard Mother say something to Auntie I'd never imagined her saying. She was tapping her pipe into an ashtray she'd brought from the reception room, and when she handed the ashtray to me, she said,
"Auntie, come here and fix my hair, please."
I'd never before known her to worry in the least about her appearance. It's true she wore elegant clothing, but just as her room was filled with lovely objects and yet was hopelessly gloomy, she herself may have been draped in exquisite fabrics, but her eyes were as oily as a piece of old smelly fish, and really, she seemed to regard her hair the way a train regards its smokestack. It was just the thing that happened to be on top. While Mother was answering the door, I stood in the maid's room cleaning out the ashtray. And I worked so hard to overhear Mameha and Mother that it wouldn't have surprised me if I had strained all the muscles in my ears. First, Mother said,
"I'm sorry to have kept you waiting, Mameha-san. What an honor to have a visit from you."
Then Mameha said, "I hope you'll forgive me for calling so unexpectedly, Mrs. Nitta," or something equally dull, and it went on this way for a while. All my hard work in overhearing it was about as rewarding to me as a man who lugs a chest up the hill only to learn that it's full of rocks. At last they made their way through the formal entrance hall to the reception room. I was so desperate to overhear their conversation that I grabbed a rag from the maid's room and began polishing the floor of the entrance hall with it. Normally, Auntie wouldn't have permitted me to work there while a guest was in the reception room, but she was as preoccupied with eavesdropping as I was.